It's time for the WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Midwest Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics. This week's Student of the Week is Senior Tessa Philpott of St. Elmo High School. Tessa, a senior here at St. Elmo High School this year, what classes are you taking?
I'm taking Intro to Business, Spanish 2, and Independent Study in Psychology, Calculus, English 4, High School Chorus, Chemistry 2, and High School Band.
Okay. What sports activities, clubs, any of that are you involved in here at school? And then also, do you have any activities you're involved in outside of school as well in the community?
Well, in school, I play volleyball and softball. I'm a member of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I'm a member of Student Council and Drama Club. I'm the drum major of the high school band. I'm president of my class, and I'm president of the St. Elmo National Honor Society. And then outside of school, I'm a part of AMPT Youth Group, which is a youth group from St. Elmo Christian Church.
Okay. Of course, starting your senior year at this point, some kids know what they're going to do after graduation. Others are still kind of trying to decide, where are you at? Have you decided, what you want to do?
My plan right now is to attend Lakeland College for 2 years, hopefully on a presidential scholarship, and I will be taking pre-pharmacy there. And then from there, I will probably transfer on to either Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville or University of Illinois in Chicago to get my doctorate in pharmacy.
What made you to decide to look that direction?
Well, I've had a lot of family members that went into pharmacy, and a close teammate of mine, Bethany Oberlink, she went into pharmacy, and then it just really interested me from there. So,
okay. Of course, as you go through school and just kind of life in general, there's always people along the way to influence you. For you, has it been just parents, teachers, coaches? Who's been that influence, the major influences for you as you went through school and again life in general?
Well, I've had several influences. My parents are my biggest influence. They've pushed me to be the best I can be in everything I do. My best friend Jenna has been there for me through everything. My softball coach Tom Fredrigan, he's also my pastor. He has helped me out with a lot of challenges I've had in my life, and also my high school band director, Mr. Simoti, has done the same thing.
Of course, as you get done with this senior year, still have almost a full year to go, or at least three quarters of the year, and then you graduate and you kind of move on to college. Quite a bit in the future, but have you decided kind of what the end game is going to be for you, as far as do you want to do you want to open your own pharmacy? Do you just want to work for a big chain? Do you want to kind of go more into a different aspect of our pharmacy with like a research side, or is that just kind of something where you're just kind of thinking, let me get through school and I'll see where it kind of branch off from there?
I think what I'm going to do is, well, when you go into pharmacy school, you look at all the different types of pharmacy you can go to. So I think I want to experience each type first, and then I'll decide from there. But I think I want to go into more of the research of it, because that interests me more, researching into cures and other diseases and things like that. I think it'd be really neat to maybe help find a cure for certain diseases there are out there.
Of course, earlier listing off quite a few activities and sports and everything, so pretty active here at school. So got to say, there's been a lot of memories made in and out of school for you. So, as you kind of move on, still, again, have the rest of your senior year to experience, but once graduation comes, what do you think you're going to miss most just about St. Elmo High School and St. Elmo in general?
Oh, I'm going to definitely miss the closeness that I have with the students and the staff here at the school, but I'm going to definitely miss being in softball. I love playing softball, and I love the closeness I have with my teammates and my coaches. And then another thing I'm definitely going to miss is being in the school's musical productions. We have a lot of fun during practices and everything, and it's just, those are memories that I'm going to keep with me for the rest of my life. For sure.
Of course, now this year you're in a position where you've got younger kids that are looking up to you. You used to be that kid that looked up to to the seniors. And now, you know, you've got freshmen, sophomores, those underclassmen looking up to you. So, again, still have the rest of your senior year to go, but you've been through 3 years of high school and a little bit of this year. So, you know, if you could give them one piece of advice, you know, what do you think that would be?
There are going to be a lot of tough obstacles to overcome in high school, but don't let them stop you from pursuing what you want to do with your life. Just keep striving to be the best you can be and reach for your goals.
And that has been the WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Midwest Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics.